Kumlen la Blat Gemara. We are up to Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Mi shi yotza leilich be'ir. If somebody went to a city, shema arvim ba. There's different ways of learning pshat here, so we're going to learn pshat like Rashi, even though I told you yesterday pshat was like the Rambam pshat. So Rashi learns that the city A and the city B, the distance between the two is 4,000 amos. In order to walk on Shabbos or Yom Tov from city A to city B, you need to make a tchum somewhere in the middle. And this particular person has a house in both cities. And he started heading out to the other city. According to the Rambam, you know, that he was acting on behalf of his city A. He was doing it not just for himself. But according to Rashi, he was just doing his own thing. But everybody city A was, generally was interested in taking a walk to city B. So, mi shi yatza leilich be'ir, if somebody went out to the city, shema arvimba, that he wanted to make an eid of two. But then, v'hechzir chaveiro, his friend said to him, don't go, it's snowing outside, it's raining, it's too hot, don't worry about it. And then the following day, he wants to walk there. So he never got to the point where he could put the food down and make his eid of. But the following day, he wanted on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, he wanted to walk there. So the din is, hu mutar leilich? He can walk there. And because he has another, and the reason is as follows, the way Rashi learned, because he has a house in city B, therefore it's as if his intention was to go there, it's as if his intention was to make an eid of somewhere in the middle, and he intended to be kind of shvisa residence in the middle. And since he started walking, he's like a poor person. Remember, if you're living at home, you're rich because everybody has bread at home. But you're walking, you don't. So he's like a poor person. And we learned before that a poor person can nominate a place and say, this is going to be my shvisa. So he is all right because he is a poor person who started his road. And according to the Meir's definition, he's definitely a poor person. And what do you call it? But all the other people in town, they didn't go. They're sitting at home. So they're rich people, and rich people, you cannot nominate a place out there. So therefore, it doesn't work. Okay, says the Mishnah, he can walk to the other city. It's as if he put him, he made himself a chum in the middle, a shvis in the middle, the chob in the ear. So everyone else asks, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir says, we're not sure if you really, because he didn't spell out, I want to be kodesh shvis in the middle, Rabbi Yehuda is making an assumption. That's what he wanted to do. And we'll soon see the Gemara an opinion that he actually had to start walking. And Rameh said, I'm not sure, because he didn't spell out that he wants to make a tchum in the middle, so in Mesapik, did he want to be at home, or did he actually want to be kind of shvitz or so in the middle? Therefore, when you're being machmir, kosher yochel arv, lo idol, he didn't say that, I want to make an eid of, they had a yecham agomel. Back to the case of the donkey and the camel, that maybe he made the eid of in his new place, maybe the eid of is in his house where he is, because he didn't spell it out. So therefore, he can only walk with both eid of in overlap in the area between the two eid of in, between the house and that place, and that's it. Says the Gemara, Maishna Iyu, Maishna Inu. What's going on here? Why is it that he's able to walk over there? If everybody can please mute themselves, if he can walk all the way there, and how come the other one can't walk all the way there? Omar Rav Huna says, Hocha Maiskin, you know what we're talking about over here? You have a house in A and you have a house in B. Ubeinein shnei tchumei Shabbos, 4,000 amos between. Iyuhi kivun denafag leilu urcha, since he started walking on his trip, therefore havele ani. Once he's on his trip, even though he didn't spell it out, he's an upon person, because remember we said before, on the road, you don't really have access to anything else, and we had even a rich person. When you're on the road, you consider a poor person. But the Hani, all the people sitting at home, as Shide Ninu, they're all rich people, and rich people, you cannot nominate a place. You have to physically be there or put food there. Tamina Melch, we actually learned that way. Mishi Yeshle Shnei Batin says clearly that we're talking about a guy who owns two houses, because you have another house there, even though you didn't say anything, we assume, if you wouldn't have had another house another place, we can't automatically assume that you, if you go back home, that you still want to walk there. It's because you have a house in another place, therefore it's a rightful assumption that you'd like to walk over there. So even though you went back home, you didn't make it to the place to claim your residence, we're assuming you still wanted to go. Only went back home because somebody told you, it's not, you know, the weather isn't, conditions aren't right. So you have two tchumi shabbat between your house and that place. Kivon sheherzik bederek, once you started walking, kona eidiv, you are kona eidiv. Divya Rabbi Yehuda, But even though you didn't say the words Shvisasi, that my residence should be at the end of my tchum from my house, but since you started walking and you have a house in another place, we can surmise that that's what your intention is. Yesterday, Ken Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said more than that. So he didn't actually. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be adding something to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So he says not more than that. Afilu motzei chaveled, you caught up with your friend. For Amaloi, and he told him these words. Lean poi, he said to him, why don't you stay over here? No, don't go there. Lean poi, stay over here. Eis chamehi, very hot. 18, it's very cold. Is lebacher mashkin v'helich. The following day, he can still know. He didn't make it all the way to his place. His friend told him, if the weather isn't up to scratch, and so on and so forth, he can go back. Then follow. So it's like, again, we surmise that as if you were kind of Shvisa, you wanted to walk there, and therefore you're kind of. Now, we need to understand what is the chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. They seem to be both saying the same thing. You started making this trek, you started walking, and then you turned back home. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that you wanted to be kind of Shvisa and you're entitled to walk there tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. So what's the yes that I came? What's he adding? And that's going to be a machlekes between Rabbah and we'll see in a minute. Yeah, says the Gemara. Omar Rabbah says like this. Everyone agrees that your friend has to say to you, you know what? The weather, go back home. You have to be told to go back. In other words, if nobody told you to go back home, you just started walking, you walked 200 yards or meters outside of the city, then you turn around, then we're going to assume that you change your mind and you're not interested in walking there. So then we have no right to make an assumption that really you wanted to walk down the city and you make a kind of shvisa. No, it would never happen. It's the only reason why we're assuming that you personally would want to walk there. And you want to be kind of shvisa is because somebody told you to turn around. And the only reason why you turn around is because the weather conditions weren't right. So therefore we're going to say, Mitzad you want to go there. It's a side issue why you didn't go there. So now, because now we're going to assume that even though you didn't say clearly, I want to be kind of shvisa in that place, 2,000 amos from my house, nevertheless, that's what you want to do. So what's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? Ki pligi, what is the machlekes lahachzik? That, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things. You need loimer, you need somebody to tell you to turn around, and you need lahachzik, you have to start walking on your trip. It's not enough that you were at home. So because you started walking on the trip, and you were told but said to go back, so these two things together tell us the fact that you started walking means you were kind of shvisa. But if you're still at home and somebody came to you and said, don't bother walking, the weather is terrible, no. Then we wouldn't make that assumption that you're kind of shvisa. And Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says that if your friend came to your house right before you started walking and said, hey, don't go, it's terrible weather out there, then he just said, stay here the night and you go tomorrow, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good enough. Because it was your friend who told you not to walk, and you definitely showed us you wanted to go, even though you haven't started walking, that's good enough. Okay, so that's the Rabbah's version of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two things. You need loimer, and you need muhzik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, loimer is enough. That one that you wanted to walk, and therefore you're kind of shvisa. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, lehachzik, if you started walking, everyone agrees you have to start walking. Everyone agrees that if you didn't take one step out of your house, you still stayed, remained in your house, then I don't care what your intentions are, nothing happens. You're not kind of shvisa. Why? Because at home, you're always an usher. And an usher, we learned before, you're not kind of unless you put the bread there or you walk there. Keep pleading the homach like this is, if you also need loimer, forget. Mochzik you definitely need. The question is, what happened? You started walking and then you turned around and nobody said anything to you. Rabbi Yehuda says that mochzik alone is enough. Even if your friend didn't tell you, you turned around, it's good enough because you have a house on the other side. Even though you turned around, we'll say that's what you want to do. You turn around because of the weather, the circumstances. Mashalink, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both. So according to Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda says you need both. And according to Rabbah, it's Rabbi Yehuda says you need both, Loimer and Mochzik. So the Gemara says, okay, we have Ula, we want to know who Ula hold like. So the Gemara, come on, who does Ula hold like what he says? Misha Hechzi, whatever you're traveling, you started walking, and your friend said, go back home. How do you Mochzik? First he says, Muchzer means sounds like you change your mind, and then you went back home. And it's as if you started walking and so on. So the Gemara first tries to understand. What do you mean? Muchzer, lama muchzer. If it's as if you change your mind, you went back home, then why is it as if you started walking? And muchzer, if you started walking, then lama muchzer, why do we treat it as if you change your mind, you went back home? Hakakam. This is what he meant to say. Afa pisha muchzer muchzer. Now why that's muchzer? So what do we see from here? Ula hold, you need two things. You started walking, and you were told to go back by somebody. Come on. It goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Liba Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's either Rabbi Yosef according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, or it's according to Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Yosef according to Rabbi Yehuda holds you need two things, Leimer and Muchzik, and Rabba according to Rabbi Yehuda holds you need two things, Leimer and Muchzik. Same with Ula. Ula holds you need two things. You have to start walking and you have to be told. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtosa, there's a person called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtosa, Isolate Kap called the Pele, Nosa Bar Oishia, he brought a basket of fruits, Rabbi Nosa Bar Oishia, on Erev Shabbos, and he wanted to go back home. He lived in another town, so he brought a gift, whatever it was, to Rabbi Yehuda, Nosa Bar Oishia, Friday afternoon, and he wanted to go back home because they were close to each other, within 4,000 Amos. So what happened was, he started going. Shofke adnochis darga. When Rabbi Yehuda started to go back home, Rabbi Nosson let him walk down one step. The steps, I guess he was upstairs. He let him walk down one step. Why? And then he said to him, Amale beis. He said to him, beis hach. I want you to sleep each Friday night. Ulamachai, will I enjoy having you a guest? Ulamachai, come tomorrow. You can go. So what he did was, we have two things here. We have Layman, he told him, don't go tonight. You wanted to go and be kind of shisa, because you can kind of shisa by walking. And I'm asking you to stay over here, number one. Number two is, you were muchzik. You went one step towards your direction. So muchzik doesn't mean you had to leave the city, you have to walk a certain amount. Even one footstep in that direction is already considered muchzik. So come on, who holds you need both? Sai muchzik and sai Layman. That's like Rabbi Yosef. The Libra is Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yosef according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. Sounds like he passed like Rabbi Yosef in the version of Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda. You need two things, Leimer and Muchzik. Says he want to know. Kerabba, Rabbi Yehuda. This is, he passed like Rabbi, but Rabbi Yehuda holds you need two things, which is the same thing. So what's the chilek? Why does he say it's not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi? Because the rule is we always pass him like Rabbi versus Rabbi Yosef, except in three places. Says he want to know. Rameir says, Rameyah says that what we're not really, because he didn't spell it out, right? Remember talking about, you didn't say clearly, I want to be Kodesh Shvisa 2,000 Amos. So Rameyah says, we're in doubt. What did you want to do? What was the intention? I'm not so sure. I'm not so convinced 100% you wanted to move there. So therefore, could be that's your Adiv, could be your home is the Adiv, and therefore you pulled in two directions, and we're machmel like the donkey and the camel, and you're stuck between the two, between the Tchum, wherever the Tchum allows you to walk to the right. If past your house a little bit, you can walk that, and that's it. And wherever your house allows you to walk to the left, that's how far you can go. Says the Gemara, this concept of Chama Gomel, we already have a couple of times. All we already know for Rameh. Whenever there's a suffix, we say Chama Gomel. So why does he keep on reiterating it again and again? Didn't we already learn this concept before? Rameh says, whenever there's a suffix, we're talking about, if let's say your Adiv got burnt before Shabbos, you don't have an Adiv. If it got burnt after Shabbos started, you have an Adiv. What about you got there and you don't know, you see it's burnt, but you don't know what happened before Shabbos started, so therefore you didn't have an Adiv, you can't go anywhere, or after Shabbos started. So Rav Meir says, in Rabbi Yehuda, Yechama or Gomel. Now what, when you have a Suffer, we don't know if you have an Adiv or not, you're stuck, you can only go where they overlap. So we already know that principle. Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes. Late time, time I made a suffix gator, suffix later, Udavi Chama Gamal. Because you know what? Over there in that case, when he said Chama Gamal, is talking about, you don't know there was an Adiv. Did it get burnt before Shabbat? Get burnt after Shabbat started? Ava Vade Le Adiv. In our case, here, you definitely didn't put an Adiv down. There's no question you didn't put an Adiv down. We're trying to understand your thoughts. Le Havi Chama Gamal. El Afilu. Maybe then in this case, you don't say Chama Gamal. El Afilu Vade Le Adiv. Even if you definitely didn't make an Adiv, Havichar Gomel. Over here, you definitely did not make an Adiv. So we would have thought that maybe there should be no suffix. Maybe we should just assume, according to our mayor, there's no ayiv. Why are we having a suffix? You're at home. You never made it to wherever you wanted to make it, so you didn't make an ayiv, so there's nothing to talk about. The chiddush is, our mayor says, that since there is still a little bit of a suffix, maybe because you have a house in another city, and because you started walking, even though you turned around, maybe you still intended to go tomorrow. So therefore, I'm going to treat you like chamar gamam. That's a bigger chiddush. Next Mishnah, Mishi Yotzchu Tchum, is somebody walked outside of his Tchum, and according to Rashi, he's talking about Mezid, according to other Rishayim, even B'Shegik. You walked outside the Tchum, if you're Amachas, even one Amma, one step outside, lo, you cannot go back in. You sit, you can't, you're stuck. Rabbi Lezer HaMishtai, remember Rabbi Lezer said you have four Ammas and you're right in the epicenter, so you can walk 2 Ammas each direction, so if you only walk 2 Ammas, you can still go back in. Abishalos lo, you once you walk 3 Ammas, fa'faun, you've went too far and you're stuck. If you have 1 foot inside the tchum, and 1 foot, this sounds like Rabbi Meir, 1 foot inside the tchum, and 1 foot outside the tchum, what do we do? How do we treat that? You said 1 foot outside the tchum, you said outside the tchum, you can't walk anymore. What happened? 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Lo yichanus, you cannot go back in, even 1 foot for fun. See, it says in Pasuk, that it says them im just we had in Haftarah. Im toshiv mishabas raglecha, that if you return from Shabbos, your feet, nobody should rest. You should rest your feet on Shabbos, and it says raglecha in Loshon Yachid, but the kri is raglecha like in plural, and the ksiv is like raglecha in Yachid. So we talk raglecha ksiv, it says raglecha, and because the ksiv is raglecha, we read it, it's written as if it says raglecha, we read it, it's the kri ksiv, the kri is raglecha, your feet, but the ksiv is raglach, your raglecha, which is basically your foot in singular. So it sounds like you have to rest even 1 foot. 1 foot goes over the boundary, fafam. Says, could go back in. So we say Samachlekis. And who's that? Author of that? Haman Achedim. And who is Achedim? The Tanya Achedim. The Achedim say, Lemokum Sherubai Huniskar. That you throw him after where most of his body is. So if you went out only with 1 foot, that means most of your body is still resting with the other foot inside the Tchum. Then you can go back in. So they argue. Ikidame. Others say, Obechil Faket. Ragle achas betreich chum. You have 1 foot inside the chum. Ragle achas chutz chum. And 1 foot outside the chum. Yechonas, you could go back in. The chsiv, it says, im toshiv meshabbos aglecha. It says that if you will go back, if you rest on Shabbos from your feet, raglecha karina, we go after the kri from your feet. But 1 foot is all right. Ferdi mora batanya lo yechonas. We learned in another brayse that says you should not go back in. Hudamakhein, he paskins lada chedim. So it's a machlekes. He passes like the chedim hutanya lemokim shirubin is because they go after the kri, and you look at the majority of the body is found. That's where you can go. Rabbi Lezer Shtayim, 2 Ammas yichanus. You can go back in because he holds you have 4 Ammas and you're in the epicenter of Bashalo yichanus. If you walk 3 Ammas beyond 3 Ammas, fafam. I will let the brayse v'tanya Rabbi Lezer Shtayim at achas yichanus. 1 Amma you can go back in. Rabbi Shtayim lo yichanus, but 2 Ammas you shouldn't go back in. So in the same Rabbi Lezer, yeah, what's going on here? Like Kasha. When we said one is all right, is you went, you did 1.5 up to 2, so that's all right. And when it says 2, and they shouldn't go back in, you already went 2, and you're going to put your foot down on the 3rd. That's when you cannot go back in. I but Tanya says elsewhere, even 1 hour you shouldn't walk in. Kitanya he, what's that talking about when we say that one Ami shouldn't go in? We're talking about Lemoided. We're talking about somebody who's measuring. If somebody has to measure exactly where he is, and he measured his own tchum Shabbos, then we say that that he can't. Why not? If somebody measures his own, that even 1 foot beyond it, fafam. That now could be learned ulamoided for those people who physically measure. Sha'amru noisla, we give him a paim amma, we give him exactly 2,000 abbas. is afilu soif midase kolam amayda. If the end of his measurement ends in a cave, and we learned last time, if it ends in a place that's surrounded or in enclosed, you're allowed to walk that whole area like 4 amos. But if you mamish measured it, then it's exact. We do not give you more than the 4 than the 2,000 that you measured, and that's it. You get no more. And that's the halacha. That's what we're talking about. Says the Mishnah. If let's say you were walking in Friday afternoon or right before Shabbos, or comes in Shabbos, you find yourself 1 amah outside of the 2,000 amahs. That means if you're going to walk your 2,000 amahs, you'll be 1 amah away from your destination. That's it, for fun. You cannot come in. Rabbi Shimon says, afilu chamesh erse am yichana. We always allow you an extra 15 amahs. Why? She'ein ha'meshuches me'matzines ha'midis, because those who measure, and you know, there are posts, I guess, with a 2,000 amah. I'm not talking about where you measured yourself, which I said before were very exact, but those, you know, where you have posts, they're always allowing a little bit. Even 15 amah, she'ein ha'meshuches me'matzines ha'midis ne'atoyin, that the meshuches, those who measure, do not mamish measure the measure. Actually, there's a certain allowance. And that allowance, therefore, is up to 15 amos. So, but you're stuck, you can rely that there's probably 15 amos available that you can walk. And Rashi then gives a whole cheshbon that, we have ropes of 50 amos and 50 ropes. That's how they measure. To get, how did they get 2,000 amos? They would have a rope of 50 amos, they had 40 amos. Or they would have, they have 50 amos and they would have 40 ropes. And they would make end to end, and that's how you get 2,000 amos. But remember, people are holding on the ends. So if you subtract each rope, you lose a little bit, because of the hands are holding up both ends. If you add up the 40 ropes, it equals to roughly 15 amah. That should make the whole cheshbon. And therefore, and we learned that the reason is, why do we do this? We do this because of the toye hamida. Because we just explained that we don't give the full 2,000 amahs is because sometimes people walk a little bit beyond that before they say, hey, I walk more. So we made a little extra. There used to be, I don't know if they do today anymore, there used to be that when they used to put out the timetable for lighting candle before Shabbos, and everyone knows that's 18 minutes after lighting till Shabbos, they used to make the candle lighting like 19 minutes before Shabbos. So if people rely on it 18 minutes, and sometimes a little bit more, they're still not Mechal Shabbos, because they put a little buffer inside. And the same thing here. They put a little buffer inside, because sometimes people don't realize that they passed the mark till a couple of a minute later or so. But having that buffer there protects them. So, but if you're stuck, you can rely on the fact that there's a buffer there. Says Shimon, and you can walk that extra 15 amos. The Chacham didn't agree. Hadna lach misha to you, and starts the next pedigree. Will start tomorrow already, and there's a little bit of gadol for the next few days. But a gadol also means that the gemara is a lot longer. Even though it's story, whatever it is, but it's a lot longer. We'll see you all tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
Yep.
Shukriya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.